I'd like to say one last brief thing about the piece of music that we're about to play here. In, like I said before, I guess probably about 86, what happened was Phish started at UVM in 83, and three of us, I was only there for one semester. I had some problems, disciplinary problems, and they didn't. So I had to leave. Paige was going to Goddard College at the time, and this is a true story. He actually received a $50 finder's fee for recruiting myself and Phish to go to Goddard. So he got paid $100 for us to go to Goddard. And so we went down there. It was probably 85, Paige, is that right? 85? Something like that. And I started doing a lot of writing, which ended up being the Game Hedge stuff and all that. And if you'd put your hands together, please, for the entire Chicago Symphony and the Twyla Tharp dance troupe is now going to do Game Hedge for you all. So come on out here. Full Broadway production. Yuck, 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 yuck. The last of my dumb jokes. Okay, but this is an interesting story, so it's true. It was the last summer before I met Sue, my wife, who I now have kids with. And I was living alone. I was single at the time, and I moved to West Charleston, which is the next town over from where we are right now. I'm guessing it's that way, but a local person could point me in the right direction. But it's very close to here, very close. And I got a cabin that was an unheated, you know, no electricity, no running water. It was a one-room cabin. And I had just gotten Marley, my dog, who was a tiny little puppy at the time. Yes, and cheers from Marley. And we moved to that cabin. And for one summer, for 3 months, I lived alone in this cabin and had very little contact with any other people at all other than Marley. We would go to Lake Willoughby and stuff. And I wrote a lot of music. This next tune that we're going to do was written that summer in the cabin. And I remember very clearly finishing it and then driving down past Johnson State there into Burlington to find... To find the other three guys. The band was just, it was a germ of an idea for a band at the time. And I remember having written this tune and bringing it to them and the subsequent band practice when we learned it. So I think that symbolically we wanted this to be the last song because it really feels like it came full circle or back where it was written. And so here it is. Thanks, you guys.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you for all of us.
Also, I'll also say thank you. We love you all dearly, and thank you so much for everything you've taught us. Thank you.